This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Vivian listening in Missouri. Hi, Vivian.
Hello.
Hi.
I just thank God for you. And my question is, with Jesus being in his manhood, if he had the option to sin?
The temptation that came to Christ was from without. But for sin to take place, there always has to be an inner response to the outer suggestion to sin. Since Jesus was divine, he could not respond to temptation. In fact, if Jesus Christ had mulled over a temptation to sin for even a moment, he would have been tainted by sin. So we have to say, no, Jesus Christ could not have sinned, and therefore Jesus Christ could not have responded. Now, the temptation was real, but for sin to take place, there has to be an inner response to the outer suggestion to sin. And in some sense, we can relate to that, because we who are born into sin can identify with being tempted to do something that we are utterly disinclined to do. I'll give an example. A mother would never consider killing her child, even if she was offered a life free from suffering. But nonetheless, the natural desire to avoid suffering would render such a temptation genuine. So the temptation would come. It's a genuine temptation, but the mother would be completely disinclined to yield to that temptation because she couldn't even imagine killing a child. So that gives us a bit of an earthly perspective on how this could happen. But Jesus did not have a sin nature. To have a genuinely human nature does not require a sin nature. And in saying that God cannot be tempted by evil, in the book of James, there's a focus on God as the self-sufficient sovereign of the universe. As such, he has no unmet needs. Conversely, the accounts of the temptation of Jesus Christ focus on God in human flesh, and as such, he experienced all the essential physical and psychological needs that are commensurate with humanity. He suffered from hunger and fatigue and desire for self-preservation. So the biblical truth that God cannot be tempted and yet Christ was tempted are complementary. They're not contradictory.
For more Ask Hank episodes or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.